Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. Health officials are advising residents and visitors to stay out of the water at several Lake Huron beaches after routine water testing detected elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. The beaches currently closed to swimming include Bird Creek County Park, Caseville County Park, Port Crescent State Park, Dayuse Beach, Port Sanilac State Park, Port Sanilac Village Park, and Waggoner County Park. The closures were issued as a precaution to protect public health after water samples exceeded Michigan safety standards for swimming. Local health departments will continue collecting follow-up water samples, and the beaches will remain closed until testing confirms bacteria levels have returned to safe limits. Health officials say elevated E. coli levels are often caused by a combination of heavy rainfall, stormwater runoff, high waves, wildlife such as geese, and occasionally failing septic systems or agriculture runoff. Swimming in contaminated water can lead to gastrointestinal illness, skin infections, and other waterborne diseases. Visitors are encouraged to obey all posted warning signs and check current beach conditions before heading to the shoreline through Michigan's Beach Guard monitoring system, where updated testing results are posted as they become available. Officials say additional testing is underway, and the affected beaches will reopen as soon as water quality meets state health standards. And William Mode appeared in Huron County District Court today for its arraignment on felony charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing, where William faces counts of larceny and breaking and entering a building. Prosecutors allege the crimes occurred on May 25th, 2022. Defense attorney Michelle Arsiev represented William during the proceedings. The court maintained the bond at $3,500, which has already been posted. As a condition of his release, William is prohibited from contacting the victim and is barred from entering the property involved in the case. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. William is retaining his own counsel. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Jeremy Ryan Gruber appeared in Huron County District Court today before Judge Ferris to charges for driving offenses. Gruber is charged with driving on a suspended license, his second offense, and a civil infraction for lacking insurance. The arraignment was originally scheduled for July 16th, but Gruber failed to appear. He told the court he was in custody in Lapeer and East Point at the time. represented at today's hearing by attorney Michelle Arciev. Gruber entered pleas of not guilty and not responsible. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, while allowing Gruber to remain free without posting cash, though he was assessed for a $30 fee for his previous failure to appear. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to handle the remainder of the case. There is a probable cause conference scheduled for August 20th and a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for September 10th at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.